This is CKCU Literary News, bringing you the latest on literatures in Europe today. Here's your host, Hans-George Ruprecht.
Hello, Frederica.
Hello, Hans. Well, good to see you again.
Look, it is a great time because we are now in the CKCU funding drive.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Well, you know, we need everybody in town, worldwide, to support precisely Radio CKCU, and in particular, CKCU Literary News.
Yes, of course. I think it's good to say that everybody in CKCU is really, most 99% are volunteers. And what we need money for, to help us actually produce
CKCU Literary News, shows in three languages.
In three languages.
In English.
French and German.
Yes. And as our listeners know, all our shows are still available. For instance, the German program has now 101 podcasts on demand. Our English show is in the 50s, 60s, and so forth, and the French show as well. Well, it's a reason to celebrate, but also, I think, to join us. And
it's a call to action, to join us in the fundraising drive.
Yes.
And actually, it's very easy. I just did that myself.
So did I.
Yeah, I thought you would.
Of course.
We can just share that very quickly.
Yes, how do we do it?
Very, very easy. You log into CKCU playlists.
Yes.
Which you can easily Google by CKCU playlist.
It comes right away. Yes.
And on the left-hand side, you see the details on the funding drive. One, you see also the goal, which is useful to know. And then you have various options on how you can contribute. And you can do it by check, by money order, by PayPal. And you can use Visa, MasterCard, etc., etc. It's very, very easy. You just log in. And we shouldn't forget, you can designate the funding for our program.
CKCU Literary News.
CKCU Literary News.
Yes. Now, you can even pick a kind of a name which will be announced. So if you want to say my dog listener of CKCU Literary News, whose name, let's be, what is a good dog's name?
Bobby
is a contributor. He will be announced, right?
Well, I use my cat.
You use your cat. Perfect.
That's a very nice name.
Perfect. So. But look, we'll come back to this.
We have some other things to talk about.
Oh, of course. It's a very exciting time of the year. It is high season as far as literary awards and prizes are concerned. I don't know where to begin, but I think... No. I think my first... I was absolutely thrilled when I heard during my trip in Europe that Alice Munro was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature 2013. What wonderful news.
Well, it was highly celebrated in Canada, of course.
Yes, of course. Of
amongst course. Young authors, we have currently the Ottawa Writers Festival going on.
So how did they react to that?
Oh, I mean, it was just, she was everywhere. I mean, her name was everywhere, her references. And I just attended a session with young short story writers, and they were all referring to her, how much they learned from her in terms of techniques and storylines and so on. So it's a wonderful prize. But I think internationally also she has motivated many people to rediscover the short story as a valid genre to work with.
And as we heard from Stockholm, she was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature 2013. This amazing prize as the master of the contemporary short story. But we have other interesting kind of surprising news. Interesting insofar as there's a Canadian component, namely the Man Booker Prize.
Yeah, we talked briefly at the last session and wondered who was going to win the Man Booker Prize 2013. And I was guessing for Jim Crace, but I was wrong. It was actually the youngest ever Booker Prize winner at the age of 28.
Amazing.
With the longest book ever to win the Booker Prize. And it was Eleanor Catton. Yes. And Eleanor Catton, with the Luminaries, has a Canadian connection as well.
She's from Ontario, originally.
Yeah, and so, but now she lives in New Zealand and has written this absolutely amazing, amazing novel.
You have read it?
I have not read it.
Not
yet. But I can give you a little quote about the judges, what they felt about it. And the chair of the judges, Robert McFarlane, described the book as a dazzling work, luminous and vast.
Huh.
A book you sometimes feel lost in, fearing it to be too big, baggy monster. But it turns out to be as tightly structured as an orrery.
There you have it. Yes.
There you have it. Wonderful.
Now, the other European awards, for instance, the German Book Prize, which is really important, at least for marketing reasons. It's perhaps not the most prestigious award. However, it was...
It is a very important prize. And last year we talked about this really extraordinary book, Das Landgericht.
Yes.
So this year, the book prize was won by Theresia Mora.
Yes.
And she is originally from Hungary. And she lived in Berlin since 1990 and is also working as a translator and has been publishing stories and winning awards for those. And it was a bit of a surprise. I looked at the guessing game about who would win it, and she was not one of the top suggested names from the bookies, so to say. But obviously she has written a wonderful story called Das Ungeheuer, The Monster. And it is a story about a man whose wife has committed suicide, and he's trying to find out what happened. And amongst the effects he finds in Hungarian, his wife was Hungarian background, he finds in Hungarian her secret diaries, and he has them translated, and he follows her life into Hungary and beyond to try to find out who she was. And in the process also finds out who he was.
Right.
Must be absolutely fascinating.
The form of a novel is very interesting because it's composed of two types of diaries, right?
Yes, it's her diary and his diary of his travels to try to follow her.
So one can ask, where is the novel? The novel is in between, right? We as readers are invited to put things together and ask ourselves, where is the truth? It is always somewhere else, right?
It seems to be this year be the topic, the primary topic is, what is the narrative truth in relation to the real truth? In how do you deal with fiction and facts?
Right.
Wherever I go right now, in the Writers Festival, in any other book prize that I look at, it's always a really important theme, the narrative truth. That maybe can get into a level of truth that another story couldn't get into.
Yeah. The Ottawa International Writers Festival is really the talk of the town and worldwide on flights, because when I came back from Europe, I saw on the title page of this onboard magazine En Route precisely a hint, if not a note, to this festival. It is becoming, as the article says, the most important literary festival in Canada. What was going on there when you attended various gatherings and sessions?
It was packed. We have never seen so many packed halls. They had to move the venue sometimes to get. And there are some extraordinary important books written, both fictional books, fiction like Joseph Boyden's major work, The Orenda, that would be worth to talk about at some point, but also factual books, historical books. There's the book on women's rights, and there is a book on campaigns. And they have really put it together in a very balanced way, so that you can see the links between narrative truth and factual truth in all these different discussions, and usually panel discussions. It was absolutely fascinating this time. Now, we should go back to think about it, because they're doing very well in their fundraising.
How do they do that?
Well, you know, they have a lot of support. They obviously use the radio as we do.
Yes.
And they have a lot of sponsors and supporters and members. And so in the same way, we should remind our listeners, or in a way, members of our community, that they can help us to add more funding into the CKCU process.
Well, let's give us some reasons why we like to support CKCU and CKCU Literary News. What are yours?
Well, mine, I love talking about books and literature, as everybody who's listening to the program knows. And I like us to, because we're talking about issues as well as books, and we're bringing sometimes books to the fore that are not that well known, but that deserve attention. And so I think that is one thing particularly I like and why I support CKCU Literary News.
And I think one should emphasize that we are offering to young authors, lesser-known writers, the possibility to get an audience here in Canada, including, of course, authors from Europe, with CKCU Literary News, Literatures in Europe Today, where we bring writers from various European countries, including from the so-called New Europe in Eastern Europe, or from England, from Germany, from Austria, from France, in English, and of course in German and in French as well. In our French program, Les Actualités Littéraires dans le Monde Francophone, we bring on a monthly basis young new writers from Montreal in a interesting joint venture with a broadcaster in Montreal who is running a web design under the title La Recrue du Mois, where she brings us interviews with authors who are just, so to speak,
on the cusp.
And the cusp, exactly, who were coming out with their first novel.
Yes.
So this is very exciting.
Yeah.
But let's not forget, CKCU offers to students in journalism and literature an amazing opportunity to get first-hand, semi-professional, if not professional, experience in broadcasting, in doing research, in editing, in formatting. And all this basically for free, you know. All our broadcasters are volunteers, and we can only appeal to each other, but also to our dear listeners. Let's honor this. Let's reach out to these highly motivated young people who would like to do broadcasting at all levels, be it music, be it talk shows, be it reporting on political topics, and of course on literature.
And you know, there is a link again to the Writers' Festival, because the Writers' Festival has a special arrangement with Carleton University that students are participating in the Writers' Festival as bloggers and as reviewers, and also as discussant in the panels, so that there is another good way of bringing this to bear, and we should discuss it at some point a bit more in detail. It's a lovely link between those two initiatives, and all much of it is based on volunteer participation.
So let's repeat. If one is ready right now, what should one do? One goes
to a CKCU playlist
on Google.
Google, and it just comes right up there. And then on the left hand side is all the details we need to have on how to donate and how to pledge money, and then one follows the instruction, and one can designate a name and which name I would like to donate. One can have it listed on the radio program, and one doesn't have to if one wants to be anonymous, and one can designate the funding to be prioritized in a particular area, like CKCU
Literary News. Yes, and we would really welcome this additional support, because it costs, you know, to produce shows. There is quite a cost factor involved with the maintenance of the infrastructure. We have to upgrade frequently our software.
Oh, yes, I would think so.
And this is expensive, you know. We have to get almost several times per year new mics even new computers, because this hardware is heavily used and it's expensive.
Yeah. So we need to keep supporting it and doing as best as we can.
And let's also say, in supporting, we join the student population on campus, because it's the students' parliament that grants us an additional support. It is their money.
Yes, of course.
These are little amounts each student, from the moment they enroll here on campus, they participate and give us a significant amount to keep the shows going. And I think it's only fair to say we honor this with our own contributions.
Absolutely.
And I would be happy if our listeners would join us in this effort and share.
I'm sure they will.
They will. Yes, they will.
I am
pretty sure. Yeah. Now, we had a few other literary awards in mind about which we wanted to talk. There is, of course, the Büchner Prize, which is perhaps the most prestigious literary award in German-speaking countries. It was awarded to
Sibylla Livicharov. I think sorry to jump in there, Hans, but I think it is a very important. And if you listen to the name, you realize a certain trend from German language authors who have an Eastern European connection.
Yes.
We had the German Book Prize. There was a Hungary connection. With Sibylla Livicharov, it's a Bulgarian connection, because her father was Bulgarian. And so she was being awarded. The Büchner Prize is awarded annually for authors, quote, writing in the German language. So it's not just German, can be Swiss or Austrian, who have notably emerged through their oeuvre as essential contributors to the shaping of contemporary German cultural life. So Sibylla Livicharov is exploring the boundaries of what we consider daily reality and bringing that together with her energy of observation, narrative fantasy, and linguistic inventiveness.
Right. There's also, of course, the German Book Prize. We have mentioned this already.
And of course, there's the Peace Prize.
The Peace Prize.
That is an international prize that the German publishing industry is awarding every year. And it has a certain very high prestige, because it's given in the Paulskirche, and there's a lot of history about the Paulskirche.
Yes.
And this year it's been given
in Frankfurt.
In Frankfurt. And this year it's given to a Belarus author, Svetlana Alexeyevich. So we're back in this Eastern European connection. And Svetlana Alexeyevich, she writes in Belarus language, but she also is a combination of Ukrainian and Belarus. And she has been writing a lot about her stories, about her life and experiences in Belarus. Her books are not published in Belarus at this point in time, but she's hoping that with the award that she's getting for the German Peace Prize, she will be able to produce more books in Ukrainian, which local people can read, and bring us into circulate this in the region so that more people can have access to the information.
Yes. You mentioned earlier to me that there's also a Swiss important literary award being given to.
There are the other prizes coming up. There's a Swiss prize, there's an Austrian prize, but we can discuss that another time.
Yes.
But I wanted us quickly to remind us back of Jenny Erpenbeck, whom we discussed quite a bit. And she was actually shortlisted for the Buchpreis at one point, but she didn't get it. But Jenny Erpenbeck got the lesser known but very important Joseph Breitbach Prize that she won this year for all of her work, not just for one book. And that is a prize that it's quietly important. So if you've won that one, you're going to more prizes as you go. And so it's also a very wealthy prize, 50,000 euros. It's very good. But I think Jenny Erpenbeck, she was very, I heard an interview with her about it. Jenny Erpenbeck, she was very glad and felt very honored with this particular prize.
We are looking, of course, forward to the news from Paris, where the Le Grand Prix including the Goncourt, Dallier, Femina, Renaudot will be announced shortly. But we also heard about a new German International Book Award.
Yes, that is a new award, an international literary prize given in Germany. And this year it went to Teju Cole. He's a Nigerian living in New York, and he's a photographer as well as a writer. And Teju Cole writes almost in the style of Sebald. In a way, he brings in fiction, nonfiction. He's in photographs. He brings in impressions. He loves to walk in cities. And Teju Cole used the walk around New York as a reflection on life in Africa and elsewhere.
Yes, fascinating author. Yes.
So that's a fascinating prize for him to get.
Now let's close today's show with a heartfelt thank you to all our listeners for the great support given to CKCU FM 93.1, including, of course, CKCU Literary News.
And to continue to do so.
And so far as one clicks CKCU playlist and find all the instructions very easily.
Yes.
So, Friedrich, thank you for today.
And well, it's my pleasure, Hans.
We'll be seeing quite soon with more news from the literary scene in Europe.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
That was CKCU Literary News, a regular program about literatures in Europe today, brought to you by CKCU FM 93.1, the community-based campus radio of Carleton University in Ottawa, Canada. We can be heard worldwide. Simply go to http://carleton.ca/litnews/ for streaming and podcast. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter under CKCU Lit News in one word. Thanks for listening.